All right, I want to welcome everyone to the shiur tonight. Thank Karen and Yigal Marcus for sponsoring, along with Judy and Ralph Marcus, Le'ili Nishmas, Judy's father, and Yigal's grandfather, Ernest Strauss, Daniel Ben David, Olav HaShalom. His yard site is in a few weeks. I think it's the middle of Mar Cheshvan. The Neshama should have an aliyah. I actually remember him quite fondly. I was mentioning to Yigal yesterday, what I most remember, I think I even said this at his funeral, was the enthusiasm with which he enunciated his bracha when he got an aliyah. He said a baruchu that made the shul walls shake, and it got everyone to answer, Baruch Hashem Hamvarach La'olam Ve'ed. He said a very, very unique style, and again, his neshama should have and aliyah. I wanted to discuss tonight an interesting topic, Kriyat HaTorah b'Simchat Torah, the Torah reading on Simchas Torah. Now, of course, Simchas Torah, Shmini...
only facing the carpet. I don't know why.
Oh, hold on a second. The camera?
Oh, please mute everybody.
Oh, here we go. Better? Okay. Now you see me, if you can. So Simchas Torah, Simchat Torah, Shmini Atzeret here, is a day of anomalies. And at the top of the list is the Torah reading. And it's not only because of the multiple aliyot that exist and the constant repetition in order to accommodate everyone, although of course this year it's going to be different. There's really a more fundamental question or series of questions that I want to raise about the Torah reading on Simchat Torah. The first question is, why do we conclude the Seder HaParshiot on Simchat Torah? Meaning, why are we Mesayim the Torah on Simchat Torah? The anomaly is that it's the only time we read a Sedra from the order of the annual Torah reading, not on Shabbat. Of course, this year it's a coincidence that Shmini Atzeret literally coincides with Shabbat, but nonetheless, in Chutz La'aretz, Simchat Torah never falls on Shabbat. So the question is well taken there every year and here most years. Why, how did the last Seder in the Torah become a Seder that's read not on Shabbat? Now, part of the issue is, as the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama, Moshe Rabbeinu was metaken that we read the Torah every Shabbat. You can't go 3 days without hearing the Torah. So therefore, he ordained that we read the Torah at least every 3 days, Monday, Thursday, and Shabbat. If you look at the all that applies except for Yom Tov, the Yomim Tovim. So the Gemara says, it's number 2 in the middle of the page on the top, the Gemara Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, Vayidaber Moshe et Moadei Hashem ol Bnei Yisrael. That pasuk, familiar to many of us, because people say that for a kiddush on Yom Tov. It's just so short. It's like 8 words and you get to drink. Not like Shabbos. Mitzvatan sheyu korin kol echad ve'echad bismano. It's a mitzvah on the Moadim to read about each one in its own time. Meaning, on the Yomim Tovim, we deviate from the normal order of the Torah readings for the entire year, and we read something special. And we'll see the Gemara, it's number 1, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, it's the continuation of 2. We'll see it in a moment. But look how the Rambam phrases it. Number 3, the top left, it's in the Hilchas Tefila, Perek Yud Gimel. Mafsikin l'mo'adot, uliyom ha'kippurin, v'karim b'nyan ha'mo'ed, lo b'seder Shabbat. So Rambam says we're mafsik, we interrupt the normal order of the Torah reading for the holidays and for Yom Kippur, and we read Be'inyan HaMoed, something about the holiday. U'Moshe tikein lohem liYisrael shukor b'chol moed inyano. And Moshe was the one who ordained for all Israel that come every moed, we read something about that moed. Now, it's going to be different. If you look at the Gemara in number 1 at the top, the Gemara makes it clear. Tanu Rabbanan, b'Pesach korin b'Parshat Mo'adot, on Pesach we read the Parsha of the Mo'adot, so it's not exactly accurate, though we'll see there are many changes that evolved over the years. On Pesach, we do read the Parshat HaMo'adot and Parshat Emor. That's the second day. The first day, we read from Parshat Bo. Maftir Pesach Gilgal, that we do the first day. Now, in the exile, there are 2 days. Yom HaKamad Aftar is Gilgal, and the next day, Yoshio. Okay. U'sha'ar Yemot HaPesach, all the other days, and the Gemara says, Kadesh Bekaspa, all the other days, the Torah reading on Pesach is going to follow Mi Inyono Shel Pesach. That just reinforces the point that every Torah reading on a Yom Tov is going to parallel or express some theme of the Yom Tov. Well, that's not true. Come Simchat Torah. Come Shmini Atzeret in Israel. We're reading something that presumably is not Me'inyano Shel Chag, but is part of the regular Seder. So how could that be? Why should that be? Another issue. So the Gemara says, go to the fourth line in number one. Yom Tov Acharon Shel Pesach Korn Vayhi B'Shalach U'Maftir V'Yedaber David. On the last day of Pesach, what we call Shvi Shel Pesach, we read B'Shalach, but the Kriyat Yamsuf, and the Haftarah is the Shira David, same one for Azinu. U'Lamachar, the next day, Kol HaBachor. U'Maftir N'Orayam, fine. Same thing happens, skip down a few lines, on Shavuot. B'Atzeret Sheva Shavuot, Maftir B'Chavakuk. On Shavuot, we read, that's Parshat Re'ei, Sheva Shavuot Tispor Loch, the end of Parshat Re'ei, what we would call Kol HaBachor, and we read Aftar for Chavakuk. Others say no, you read in Yona Deyomo, which is going to be Bechodesh HaShlishi, the account of the revelation, Mamed Har Sinai, U'Maftirim Merkava, and we read the first parak of Yechezkel as Aftarah. Now that there's 2 days, we do it in reverse. So the first day, Shvi Shel Pesach, we don't do what the Gemara says. We do the opposite. As the Gemara concludes, the first day we read about Kriyas Yamsuf. I'm sorry, first day we read about Maimon Har Sinai. And the second day, we read Kol HaBachor. Skip down the last paragraph. So that's the order on Pesach and Shavuot. Pesach, Shvi Shel Pesach, the narrative of Yom Suf, then Kol HaBachor. Shavuot, the narrative of Maimon Har Sinai in Yonah Diyoma, followed by U'Lamachar, the next day, is going to be Kol HaBachor from Re'ei. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, Sukkot comes, we read Parshat Emor, the first day, and Hine Yom Bo Lashem Zecharia. And now that we have 2 days, we read Parshat Emor both days in Chul. What's the Haftarah? The second day is Vaikadu Al HaMelech Shlomo. They gather, and it's the account of the great celebration of Sukkot, the dedication of the Beit HaMikdash. The rest of the week, as we know, Ushaar Kol Yomot Echag, Karim B'Karbonot Echag. Each day Chol HaMoed, we read a different Karbon, because the numbers changed. Now, here's the key point. Yom Tov Acharon, on the last day, meaning Shmini Atzeret, Karin Kol HaBachor, Mitzvot Chukim U'Bachor, just like on the other last days, U'Maftirin Vayihi K'Chalot Shlomo. And the Haftarah is, it's a number 10, at the end of the dedication ceremony of the Beit HaMikdash, it happened to coincide, see Rashi says in number 4, it happened to coincide Al Shem Bayom HaShmini Shilach Etam. On that day, Shlomo Melch sent the people on their way. Thank them for coming. U'Lamachar, the next day, Karin V'Zot HaBracha, Maftirin V'Yamot Shlomo. The next day we read V'Zot HaBracha, and we're Maftir V'Yamot Shlomo. That's number 8. In order, it actually precedes number 10. But nonetheless, it's also part of that a festive celebration of the Chanukat Beit HaMikdash. What's the issue? Well, you see, the order changed, because on the other holidays, Ulam Achar always winds up being Kol HaBachar. And here, it's not. Here, the Kol HaBachar is read in the exile on Shemini Atzeret, or Aser Taser, you need more aliyot, or it's the Chag Asif. So you read Kol HaBachar not on the very last day, but on the day before the last day. And you read Vezot HaBracha on the last day. Now, it's interesting that as the Gemara is talking to us, you would think if it would parallel Pesach and Shavuot, we should have been reading again the narrative or the juicy material on the last day on Shemini Atzeret, then read Vezot HaBracha, and the next day Ulamachar read Aser Taser Kol HaBachar. That would then be symmetrical to the other regalim, but you see, we don't do that. In fact, what would have been the harm if every Jew in the world, come Shemini Atzeret, read Vezot HaBracha? And then in the exile, on the very last day, they read Aser Taser Kol HaBachar, like they do the other last days of the Regalim. No, here there was a change. So why, in fact, is there a change? Why don't we follow the order that the Gemara laid out for us? That's the second and third questions. The fourth question relates to Haftarah, because the last line in number one states, Umaftirin vayamod Shlomo. We read Vezot HaBracha, and then we have the Haftarah from Melachim Aleph as well, again dealing with the last day of the consecration of the Beit HaMikdash. Do we do that? No, we don't do that. Look at number five. Tosfot says right there, Alatar. The Gemara says the Maftir, the Haftar is Vayamot Shlomo. V'yesh mikamot shenagul Haftir v'ayhi achrei mot Moshe. There's some places where the Haftar is the continuation of the Torah's narrative after the death of Moshe, Yeshua took over, etc. V'shibushu, it's a mistake. Sherei Hashas Eino Merkein. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says pretty explicitly the Haftar is Vayamot Shlomo. V'yesh Omrim Sherav Haigon Tikein Lomar Vayachar Mot Moshe. Some say if this was a takana, an ordinance of Rav Haigon, died 1039. Hey, we're coming up to 1,000 years since Rav Haigon died. He ordained that we read a different Haftarah. Avol Einam Yodim Asvara Amay Shina Seder Hashas. But we don't know why Rav Haigon changed. The Gemara is explicit. The Haftar is Vayamot Shlomo. Rav Hai changed it. How could he change it? If you look at some of the commentaries, it is only slightly perplexing. Look at number seven, for example. At the bottom right, the Tosod HaRosh says right there in Megillah, Alatar, the Yesh Mekomot Shemaftirin Vayichri Mot Moshe. Some places use a different Haftarah. Vomeri Sherav Hai Tikno. The Re said, Rav Hai ordained this. The halacha de'ein maftirin rak vayamot Shlomo. The halacha, the Rosh says, is that we read vayamot Shlomo. By the way, what do we read here in Israel? Vayachre mot Moshe. What's read in the exile? Vayachre mot Moshe. Not like the Rosh. De'ein lahaftir davar she'eno b'talmud imlo al yedei ra'oya. We don't say a maftir that's not in the Talmud unless we have a proof for it. So why did he change? The Rambam takes this up as well. Number 14 is the bottom left. The Rambam says, again in Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchos Tefillah, Ulamachar Karin Vezot HaBracha, the last day of Yom Tov, we read the last Seder in the Torah, Umaftirin Vayamot Shlomo, like the Gemara says. And the Rambam adds, V'yesh Mishim Maftirin Vayechemot Moshe, the Haftarah we read. Note in 13, in the Seder Tefillah, that's appended to Hilchot Tefillah, which is not as authoritative as the rest of the Yad HaZakah, it seems that's the only one he mentions. Number 13, Vezot HaBracha, Vayechrei Mot Moshe Eved Hashem. one of the commentaries on the Rambam, the Haggadah Maimoniot, number 9, a little up the page on the left, Masha Maftir in Besimcha Torah, Vayihi Acharei, Uve Megillah Amar de Maftir, Vayihi Kechalot. So he takes it even differently. Simchat Torah, we read Vayacharei. The Gemara says Vayikchalot, but that's supposed to be the first day of the end days, not the second day. Mishum de Gaonim Tiknu came. He says the Gaonim, meaning Rav Hai, ordained thusly. Shehu me'ein ha'parsha shekaru. It's the essence of the parsha that was read Vayomot Moshe at Moshe's death. V'rashoim ha'gaonim l'shanot. The Gaonim are allowed to change, because we see they made other deviations from the din of the Gemara, like on Tisha B'Av, for example, and a few others. If we go through the Gemara precisely, we'll see there are a number of changes. But why? Why would Rav Hai Gon have changed the order from what the Gemara said? Finally, if we are Messiahing the Torah, on Simchat Torah, Shemini Atzeret, why? Why don't we just be Messiah the Torah before Rosh Hashanah? It would be a very neat package, tied with a ribbon. The whole year, we're reading the Torah. Come the last Shabbat of the year, we finish the Torah reading. New year, start anew. But we don't do that. In fact, it would make even more sense, because Rosh Hashanah comes, Hayom Harat Olam, what could be more appropriate than reading Breshit Bara Elokim right after that? So why wait till Simchat Torah? Why not end the annual cycle before the last Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah, and then start anew right after Rosh Hashanah? So I think the key to understanding all of this is the realization that Siyum HaTorah, finishing the annual cycle, is not the essence here. The essence, in fact, was to follow the guidance of the Gemara. The Gemara said that on the Moadim, we read, number 2, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Bizmano, or like the Rambam said, Be'inyan HaMoed, it behooves us to investigate, not that V'zot HaBracha is the end of the Torah, that will play a role, but it's not the essence, we'll see, but rather, what is the inherent relationship between V'zot HaBracha and Shemini Atzeret and Simchat Torah? Well, what happened on Shemini Atzeret? So that we already know from the Haftar we read in the exile on Shemini Atzeret, U'maftir v'hikachalot Shlomo. Look at number 10 on the left side. V'hikachalot Shlomo l'palel Hashem. Shlomo had a long tefillah that preceded this, and then he left, got up from before the Mizbeach, Vayamod Vayavarech et kol kal Yisrael kol gadol emor. He stood up and blessed the entire congregation of Israel in a loud voice, strong voice, saying, Baruch Hashem asher natam menuchah l'amo Yisrael kechol asher diber. Blessed is God who gave serenity to his people Israel in all that was said. Lo nafal davar echad mikol dvaro atov asher diber b'yam Moshe avdo. And psukim we're familiar with, and we say this, in fact, in the preface to the Hakafot. Yashem okenu imanu, kasher hayam avotenu, ayazven ayetshenu. Vidrael asher tchananti lifnei Hashem, krovim el Hashem. We say this in the exile every evening, in fact. And he goes on, and the bracha continues. What was the Shemini Atzeret in the time of the Beit HaMikdash? This day that we're commemorating, the eighth day, number 11, Bayom HaShmini, there was a day of bracha. And it was not only the day, Vayvarech et kol kahal Yisrael, where Shlomo HaMelech gave a bracha to the Jewish people, but as the Pasuk Samech Vav in Perachet of Melech HaMelech continues, in number 11, Bayom HaShmini, Shilach et Ha'am, Vayvarechu et HaMelech. Not only did Shlomo bless the people blessed the king as well. Vayelchul aleihem smechim v'tovei lev al kol tova she'asah Hashem le'David avdo u'li Yisrael amo. It was a day really of mutual brachot. That was the commemoration. It was the day on which the melech blessed the people and bid farewell to the people after their long stay in the environs of Yerushalayim, celebrating the dedication of the Beit HaMikdash, and it's also the day on which they bless the king. It's a day of mutual blessings. So we think the essence is Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Simchat Torah is the end of the Torah. Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek. Right? No. The key is the beginning. Number 12. V'zot ha-bracha she-berach Moshe Isher Elokim b'nei Yisrael lifnei mato. That's the key. That's v'zot ha-bracha. The key is the beginning. It's not the end. If it's a day of bracha, then we have to articulate another bracha. Like the Rav said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Vahi Bishur Melech, he was also a king. So we reenact the bracha that Moshe gave us on Shmini Atzeret / Simchat Torah. Where is this from? It's from the Ran, number 6, on the bottom right. The Ran on the Rif Alatar in the Gemara says, L'machar Karin V'zot HaBracha. We read the next day, last day, V'zot HaBracha, L'fishu Sof Kol HaMoadot, because it's the end of the holidays. Remember, the Regel season begins Pesach, ends Sukkot Shmini Atzeret. Because it's the end, Chotmin B'Virkat Moshe Rabbeinu Sheberechet Yisrael. On the last day of Yom Tov, we want to read of Moshe Rabbeinu's blessing to the entire Jewish people. Those are the words that we want that will escort us from these days of holiness, the Moadim, these days on which we're meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In place of the Birkat HaMelech of Shlomo HaMelech that existed in that time, in real time, we read of the Birkat HaMelech. Now, this day, therefore, Shmini Atzeret, is a day of bracha. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal mentioned this idea in a Yahrzeit shiur. It's been written up a few times. It's based on the Ran. But you see, in fact, the Malbim, turn the page, number 17, the Malbim Alatar in Melachim, when he's discussing the Haftarah that we read, or at least the Gemara says is read in the exile on Shmini Atzeret, the Malbim writes, Bayoma Shmini Shilach et Ha'am, B'Shmini Atzeret Patara Miliot Imo B'Yachad. On Shmini Atzeret, Shlomo Melech gave us leave to go. All those days, 7 days, you could turn the page, on the next page now. The 7 days of bracha and other things, and then come Shmini Atzeret, different day. And on the 8th day, they realize it's its own holiday, and they bless the king with his own bracha, like Rashi says. And what the Malbim is alluding to, or citing, is the Gemara and the Rashi at the top right, number 15 and 16. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Bet, in the top of the page on Mem Ched. Tanya Kvaseh Rav Nachman. So we all know Shmini Atzeret has this unique status that it is not really Sukkot. Here we don't eat in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. In America, Safek Shvi, it holds like an amalgam of two different holidays, but there's 6 ways in which Shmini Atzeret is considered its own holiday. Pazak Kashav, the Gemara says. Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo, Linyan Pazak Kashav. So for example, Pius Bifnei Atzmo, the Kohanim took separate lots in order to, during Sukkot, all the Mishmar did it. It was like one after the other, but they had a new lot, a new lottery on the 8th day. Zman Bifnei Atzmo, we say Shechiyanu, don't forget, you light candles tomorrow night, say Kiddush, you say Shechiyanu as well. regel b'fnei atzma, its own regel, its own karban. It's not like the karban of Sukkot, par echad ayel echad, shira b'fnei atzma, it's the top right, number 15, and bracha b'fnei atzma. What does bracha b'fnei atzma mean? So Rashi says in number 16, bracha l'atzmo et yom hashmini. One explanation is, we don't say Chag HaSukkot, we say rather Yom HaShemini, Chag HaTzeret is it, its own reference. But now Rashi continues, Uvitosefto, what does it mean, Bracha b'fnei atzmo? Uvitosefto mashma shemivorchin et hamelech. It's the day on which we bless the king. Bracha b'fnei atzmo, shenemar, b'yom HaShemini shilach et ha'om v'yavarchu et hamelech. On the eighth day, Shlomo sent us away, blessing us, and in turn, we bless the king as well. With this, there's one more critical point to follow, but at least now we can begin to answer some of the questions that were raised. Vizot HaBracha, presumably, was not instituted to take the place of Shabbat. It was instituted because it's Be'inyan HaMoed, it relates directly to the theme of Shemini Atzeret. Shemini Atzeret is a day of brachot. But now we have to understand, why is there a switch? If on every day in the exile, Kol HaBachor Re'ei is read on the last day, meaning the eighth day of Pesach, the second day of Shavuot, why isn't it read on the eighth day of, or the ninth day, Chi, on Simchat Torah, and have everybody read Vizot HaBracha on Shmini? So now we'll see a very interesting thing. I mean, the Gemara is clear. The Gemara says, Yom Tov Acharon, Karin Kala Bachar, Mitzvot Chukimu Bachar, and Lemachar Kar Vizot HaBracha. But why? Why not recall Bachar when it's always read on the last day? So I think one answer we understand is that if the theme is a theme of bracha, if we want to escort the Yom Tov out with brachot, it has to be the last day. So it's as if the kolbo, meaning re'eh, has to be advanced one day in the exile. It's not read here at all, but it's advanced one day in the exile so that the very last day should be the day of bracha, vizot ha-bracha. But there's something else as well. The Gemara is not talking about reading Vizot HaBracha as a day of Siyum HaTorah, but rather as in Yono Shomoe. Nonetheless, there's another point that has to be mentioned. And I think this explains the Gemara and the different Shitot as well. Look at the Gemara, it's number 20 in Megillah Daf Chavtet Amud Bet. So the Gemara there is talking about one of the vagaries of Parshat Shkolim. So the Gemara says, so Parashat Shkolim is taken from the beginning of Kitiso, but the Gemara is discussing what is read for Shkolim. Is it Kitiso, or is it Tzav et B'nei Yisrael Karbani Lachmi from Parashat Pinchas? Because the Shkolim were used to purchase the Karbanot Tamid that we bring every day. So the Gemara asks, what happens if the Shabbat of Kitiso coincides with the Shabbat of Shkolim? It'll turn out that you're reading Shkolim at the beginning and then Maftar as well. So Bishlam alamandam Kitiso haynu demitrami muzimno. It can coincide. El alamandam ar tzavet tzav karbani lachmi mimitrami muzimno. How could you be reading Parshat Pinchas in Parshat Shkolim? Shkolim is the early spring. Pinchas is the summer. So the Gemara says, in Livnei Ma'arova, Damaske Lida'oraita Bitlat Shnin. It's talking about in the land of Israel, where they read the Torah on a triennial cycle, not on an annual cycle. This is noted by the Rambam as well, in Perek Yud Gimel. V'yesh misha mashlim et ha-Torah b'shalosh shanim, Ve'enu minak pashut. The Rambam there says, discusses the annual cycle, and then he says that those who complete the cycle of the Torah every 3 years, triennial cycle, all right? But it's not simple to do for a variety of reasons. Not really our concern now. What's the point? In other words, when in number one, the whole Gemara in Megillah was teaching us the special readings of the Mo'adot. You see, we're habituated to think that we read V'zot HaBracha on the last day of Sukkot, like I said, well, we think because of Siyum HaTorah. And now I said, we read it because we're finishing the Torah. But now it seems that it wasn't read to finish the Torah. It was read in any event on the last day because it's in Yonah Diyoma. It's the part. It's the parsha of Bracha. So even if we are not on an annual cycle and we're not Mesayim the Torah, but we're Maskei L'daraita B'tlat Shnin, it comes out they could read on Shmini Atzeret or Simchat Torah. They would read V'zot HaBracha, even if, you know, the Gemara doesn't mention we're Mesayim the Torah. All the Gemara says is that we read it the last day. We read it the last day because of Bracha, not because of Siyum HaTorah. In other words, the Gemara is teaching us the special readings for Yom Tov, irrespective of what's happening on Shabbat, on Shabbos, our Shabbos order. Whether it's an annual or a triennial cycle, we must read Parshat Re'eh on Shmini Atzeret and V'zot HaBracha on Simchat Torah. With that, we can understand then the whole Haftorah issue. When the Gemara says that L'machar Karin V'zot HaBracha Maftirin V'ayamot Shlomo, why? It's because the Gemara is assuming in this context we're talking about a triennial cycle, in which case we're just reading it not for Siyum HaTorah, but we're reading it in order to articulate and underscore the theme of the day, which is the day of Bracha. So Vayamot Shlomo, Shlomo got up, and then you have the discussion of the Brachot and what happened on that day in the Beit HaMikdash. Comes Rav Haigon, or Rav Haigon comes, to be grammatically accurate, centuries later, it's already the 11th century, and in Bavel, they had certainly abandoned the triennial cycle. That existed in Eretz Yisrael for centuries beyond, but in Bavel, it no longer existed. So therefore, Rav Haigon comes and changes the Haftarah, like Tosfot says, to Vayechrei Mot Moshe. Because once the day, once the Torah reading of Simchat Torah was now changed to a reading of Siyum HaTorah, then what we're doing is the Haftarah always has to express the basic theme of the Torah reading. Now the Torah reading became not just the day of Bracha, but the day of Siyum HaTorah. L'chein maftirin v'ahi achrei mot Moshe. That's why Rav Haigon came and made the change. Now, it's interesting to note that the triennial cycle existed in the land of Israel for many, many centuries. Note number 22, the bottom left, from the Otzar HaGaonim, Om Rav Haigon, Yesh Kor Ki HaMitzvah Zot, the Tanan, Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag, Korin Mitzvot V'chukim, V'chein HaMinog Be'eretz Yisrael V'Yerushalayim. On the last day of Yom Tov, Re'eh is read, and Rav Haigon said the minig in Israel in Yerushalayim is to read Shmini Atzeret, one day, read Re'eh. Because there wasn't necessarily Siyum HaTorah. In Chutz La'aretz, also where they read on a triennial cycle, it also wasn't the day of Siyum HaTorah. It was a day of mutual blessings, mutual brachot. So triennial cycle existed in the land of Israel for many centuries. Binyaminov Tudela wrote in his Masa'ot that in 1170, and note this is in the Rambam's time, the Rambam lived there in fact, in Foshtat where the Rambam lived, there were a number of shuls, but there was one shul that consisted of the Anshei Bavel. People had moved from Babylon to live in Egypt, and there was another shul of Anshei Eretz Yisrael, where the Jews came from the land of Israel to live in Egypt. And Binyamin of Tudela writes that the shul of Anshei Bavel, whence Rav Haigon came, read on an annual cycle. The Shul of Anshei Eretz Yisrael read on a triennial cycle. And this shul read on a triennial cycle until 1672 is the latest there's a record of it. In the land of Israel, by the 14th century, they had reverted to an annual cycle because there were such population shifts over the years that by the 14th century, Jews from the exile had come to the land of Israel and they wanted no part of the triennial cycle. By the way, you can understand, the Gemara speaks about the Meturgamon. All right, so if we had to read a whole Sedra with a Meturgamon, we'd lose our minds. But if you're reading just a third of the Sedra, then you have more time to have a Meturgamon come and explain, and there could be, thankfully, longer sermons as well. You should know, by the way, outside our world, in the conservative Reform Jews, they do read on a triennial cycle until today, just to make it easier, but they don't read it sequentially, as was the minig in the land of Israel, meaning a third of Bereshit, then this, the next week another third, etc. But rather they will read one third each year. So they're always coinciding with the Sedra, but the narrative is completely upset. Aye, so why not finish then before Rosh Hashanah? So look at number 18. Here the Levush says, Umashe mesaymin umatchilin ator b'yom achron de Sukkot v'lo b'Rosh Hashanah, Yom Rishon min Hashanah. The reason why we finish on the last day of Sukkot and not on Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of the year, hu gam kein lahatot et ha-satan, in order to confuse Satan, cause Satan to err, shelo yeida matay ye Rosh Hashanah shiyom adin v'likatreg al Yisrael. So Satan should not know when Rosh Hashanah comes, when the day of judgment will be here, and he will not be able to prosecute the Jewish people. So of course, hu Satan, hu Yetzahara, hu Malach HaMavet. The Satan is not an external force. The Satan is an internal force. And what we're saying then is if we finish the Torah, the last Shabbat of the year, so we have the feeling of finishing something. Because you couldn't start Rosh Hashanah right away. And then you have all the readings of the Yamim Tovim intruding. We don't want to have a feeling of finishing. That's how we start Bereshit right away. V'kevon shenidcha hasiyum v'atchala miyom Rosh Hashanah tachu ad kalot kol Yom Tovim. Once it was postponed from Rosh Hashanah, so we wait till the very end. Kedei shelo yitzterchu lafsik v'parashot shel Yom Tov. So you don't have to interrupt the narrative. You know, start, you finish, Leinei Kol Yisrael, and then you have Rosh Hashanah, then Shabbat Shuvah Bereshit, and then Yom Kippurim, and Sukkot. It's too confusing. B'yom zeh shekorin oto simchat Torah mishum siyuma shel Torah. Once we abandoned the triennial cycle, then Simchat Torah became known not only as the day of mutual bracha, but the day of siyuma shel Torah, mitat Moshe, lochem maftirin ve'achrei mot Moshe. The Sefer Manig, number 19, one of the Rishonim, says it plain. Uvayom shmini, shuchi, sofek shmini etzeret, karin kol yisol v'zot ha-bracha. So the eighth day, the last day, everybody reads v'zot ha-bracha. Lefi sheshlom ha-melech olav ha-shalom beirechet Yisrael bashmini shel ha-chag, the psukim we read. Lefi chachanokor machi, sofek shmini v'zot ha-bracha, asher berach Moshe olav ha-shalom et Yisrael. Now, the Beit HaLevi, Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, asked this question. Why is it that we call the day Simchat Torah and not Simchat HaTorah? All right? So he answers that it's not just that we rejoice in the Torah. That would be Simchat HaTorah. We're rejoicing in the Torah, the definite article. Simchat Torah means the Torah has to rejoice in us as well. Notice, the essence of Shmini Atzeret was the day on which the Novi said, Vayamod vayavarech et kol kal Yisrael. The king blessed us, and we want to take those blessings with us. the last day, since Vizot HaBarach HaShabarach Moshe Epnei Yisrael. Those are Moshe's blessings. But Bayom HaShmini Shilach Etam Vayivrachu Etam Melech. On the last day, he sent us away and we bless the king. So where do we find, in fact, that we're blessing the king? And I think that's in the answer of the Beis HaLevi. It's not only that we rejoice in the Torah has to rejoice in us as well. On Simchat Torah, we receive the Birchat HaMelech, but we also bless the king. How do we bless the king? We bless the king, meaning the Melech, Malchei Melochim, by showing that we read the Torah. We learn the Torah. We dedicate ourselves to the Torah. We rejoice in the Torah. We make the Torah the central, definitive aspect of our lives. That's what's known as Vayivarchu et HaMelech, that we bless the king. Once we have that, once we gird ourselves with all the brachot and the siyum HaTorah, then Vayilchu La'olayam, we can return to our tents, Smechim v'tovei lev, al ko ha'tova asher asa Hashem l'David avdo, uli Yisrael amam. David avdo, we understand, by the way, in context, David's not even alive anymore. But nonetheless, we thank Hashem, we feel good about the legacy to us of David HaMelech. No, David is the ushpiz, the guest that we have tonight. Uli Yisrael amo means us. David Avdo is not just David the person. It means David Melech Yisrael. It means David the ancestor of Mashiach. Ul Yisrael Amo speaks to us as well. When we bless the king, it means we embrace all the blessings that he gives us. And even in difficult times, like we're in now, we're still able to appreciate all the blessings HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent our way. So just to recapitulate, when we conclude the Torah reading on Simchat Torah, we asked, why is it the only day that's not necessarily Shabbat? It wasn't supposed to be Shabbat. It was supposed to be Siyum HaTorah. It wasn't supposed to be the Seder HaTorah. It should be the Siyum HaTorah. Rather, it was Mi'inyono Shochag. It was the day of Bracha. So it could have been any day. And we switch the order, read in the exile, Kol HaBachor, Aser Taser, An Shemin Atzeret, and Vizot HaBracha, the last day, in order to emphasize that it's a day of Bracha. We want to leave the Yom Tovim with a sense of Bracha as well. That's why the change was made. But where the Gemara speaks by Yom Tov Acha, we Kol HaBachor, and the next day, Vizot HaBracha, it's not talking about when we read according to the annual cycle, it's just talking about Inyono Shel Yom. That's why Rav Haigon could come along and change the Haftarah. When it was just Inyono Shel Yom, Inyono Shel Yom Shemini Atzeret, the event in Jewish history we commemorate on Shemini Atzeret, was the final day of consecration of the first Beit HaMikdash. Once we shifted focus away, and in exile for 2 days, away from Simchat Torah is the day of consecration, the day of mutual blessings, to the day of Siyum HaTorah, then it became appropriate for a new Haftarah as well, one that articulates the essential theme of Mitat Moshe, the death of Moshe, and then the aftermath. You know, I'll add that the Haftarah that's read here on this Shabbat, Shemini Atzeret, and in the exile, Simchat Torah, also partakes of the theme of Bracha as well, because that is when Hashem reaches out to Yehoshua bin Nun and gives him a charge and says to him words that should resonate with us as well, that the path ahead is not going to be easy. Moshe Avdi Meit, but nonetheless, Ve'ata now, Kumavarte Ardein Hazeh, cross the Jordan, and know that I'll be with you. And know as well, no human being can stand in your way. So, and twice this phrase is used, Chazak Ve'matz, be strong, be courageous, You will be able to inherit the land and then distribute it to the people, the land I promised your fathers. Rak chazak ve'matz. But again, phrase repeated, be strong, be courageous. Lishmor lasot kechol atar shetzivcha moshavdi. Al tasir mimenu yaminu smol. That point, that's one chazak ve'matz, is to conquer and retain the land of Israel. But it requires also chozek and ometz to be able to observe the Torah. In every generation, we always think we're the worst of all and the most difficult time. Every generation, it has its difficulties. They change, but they still have their difficulties. But nonetheless, rak chazak v'matz, me'od, lishmor lasot kichot rashid tzivcha moshavdi. That is our, when we observe the Torah, that is our contribution of vayivarchu et ha-melech. We bless the king and commit ourselves, and then we return to our tents, smechim v'tovei lev, al kol ha-tova, asher asah Hashem l'David avdo, l'Yisrael amo, and we wait for the ultimate days when we'll once again rejoice in the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash, of all Jews coming, aliyah l'regel. It'll be a simcha without masks, without social distancing. We'll return to the days where we stand tzuvufim, close together, mishtachavim rivachim, but we prostrate ourselves with tremendous space. It's capacious. We'll return to those days as well. In the interim, we hope those days come soon. In the interim, I want to wish everyone Mu'adim l'simcha, Chagim uzmanim l'sason, a Chag Sameach v'chol tov. And once again, I thank Karen and Yigal and Judy and Marcus, and the words of Torah should be Le'ili Nishmat Daniel Ben David, Mr. Ernest Strauss. Thank you all very much. Any questions? I'll be happy to entertain.